This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One of the things we've been doing as we're all broadcasting from our homes is taking a minute to highlight sponsors that are able to stick with us. Times are tough all over. It's tough in radio. And for a long time, T-Mobile has been a big supporter of the Sarah and Vinny show. And we've, you know, in turn, been big supporters of them. We actually have Steve Carlson of T-Mobile on the line with us. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us on and for doing your part to keep us all informed on what's going on out there.
Well, we're trying. How are you guys handling COVID over there at T-Mobile?
Well, we're doing well overall, and first and foremost for us, it's all about safety, and those of us like you all who can work from home have been doing that for quite a while now, and for our customers and for our employees in our stores, we're making a lot of changes to make sure it's safer for them too, like we're doing curbside fulfillment now, so you can just pull up and if you need to make a payment or do something like activations or upgrades, we can take care of that without having to go into a store now.
Very cool. How is T-Mobile's network holding up with so many families working remotely and doing schoolwork from home? Is it maxing the network? Are you guys prepared for that? How's that working?
Yeah, you can imagine network usage has been up quite a bit because a lot of families, their phone is their main connection to the internet at home. Mm-hmm. The good news is our network is holding up just fine. And we're actually seeing a lot of really interesting trends in how it's being used, for instance, like mobile hotspot usage, as you can imagine, like that's up like 60%.
Oh my God, 60%.
All of us, again, we're working from home. Video conferencing apps like Slack and WebEx are up 87%. And this is kind of fun. Video game traffic, perhaps not surprising, is up 85%. I can tell you that's not happening in our house.
What about people who are, a lot of people aren't working, facing new financial challenges. Are you guys able to help customers out?
Yeah. And like you said a moment ago, this is a tough time and we totally get that. And this is the time that you need your phone to stay connected. So the first thing we did was give all of our customers unlimited data for 60 days if they didn't already have it, because you shouldn't have to worry about using up all your data at a time like this. Nice. And then if you have a hotspot plan with T-Mobile, we're giving everyone an extra 20 gigabits of data per month for that hotspot, which I can vouch for goes a super long way, like 20 extra gigabytes of data for a hotspot is a lot. And we're also supporting the FCC's Keep America Connected pledge, so customers and small businesses don't have to worry about losing their wireless service. And we even went as far as we launched a prepaid option that's just $15 a month. So if you're on a real tight budget, and you just want to stay connected and you don't need a lot of data, we have a super discounted plan for that, too. Nice.
This is Steve Carlson with T-Mobile. We saw your Give Thanks, No Not Pranks was trending on Twitter. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, in the past few years, we've gone really big with April Fools. We had jokes like a shoe phone and the return of the phone booth. But this year, we're using our position to help those who need it most. So our hashtag Give Thanks, Not Pranks, we're donating up to $500,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of America's COVID-19 Relief Fund, which supports first responders and healthcare workers and also provides meals to families in need. It's super easy to get on board. Throughout April, just text the word thanks to 50555 to donate $5, and T-Mobile will match that. Anyone can participate. You don't have to be a T-Mobile customer to do it, and the charges will show up on your next bill.
Steve,
we've also
donated.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, please. I was going to wrap it up. I don't want to cut you off. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and we've been helping a couple other organizations. We just donated $700,000 to Feeding America because, you know, again, for families in need, this is the time for them to get that extra support.
We just really wanted to take a minute to thank you this morning. You know, we feel like we're part of the T-Mobile family. We have been for years now. You guys have been just great support for us. So it's nice to take a minute with you this morning and just check in. Steve Carlson with T-Mobile, thank you so much for being on the Sarah and Vinny Show today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app for your phone.
I love it. If you've got T-Mobile service, you're all set.
Make sure to post how you're practicing social distancing on your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. I don't know what just... Okay.
Everything's good.
Okay. I feel like I'm slow on the take today. I don't know what's happening around me. I'm very sorry, everyone. Okay. So we'll begin with some good news. It looks like Dr. Anthony Fauci says the White House Coronavirus Task Force is considering ways to get a green light to people, a select group of people, who can go back to work. They say people who've been exposed to the virus without showing symptoms might be that first group that could go back and get started before the rest of us. We've got this... We do have good news as the shelter in place has worked. You know, the right. thing initially was, you know, flatten the curve, and now it's really more about squash or crush the curve, meaning, you know, it's working. If we stay in place, we may be able to get this transmission stopped. So I don't know how much longer they hope to keep us sheltered in place. Right. I mean, right now, you've seen drastic measures taken. Even here in Santa Cruz County, where I live, they've decided to stop people from getting in the water. There's a lot of things, and closed most of the parking lots and parks. And hopefully, over the next couple of weeks, we'll really see improvement in a way that makes us start looking at getting back to business and getting back to daily lives as we knew them. One of the things Fauci says is, we need to just stop shaking hands. That just needs to stop. So we'll see if that's something on people's minds. Most of us, it's ingrained.
I know.
From a young age, you stick out your hand and look them in the eye and give them a firm handshake. That's how you treat people. And I don't know.
I like bowing. I think that's nice. Just, you know, nice to meet you. Hands by your side. Even fist bumps, you know, people have germy fists.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see bowing happening, but I'm okay if that's what people want to go to. All right.
I'm going with that.
I'm happy to show you the respect you deserve when I meet you. Sure. I just would prefer you don't give me a disease that will kill me or my kids.
Sure. That seems reasonable to me.
I got Bryn. Did you hear that?
She did.
All right. My day is made. With millions of taxpayers slated to receive relief checks in the coming weeks, many are already planning on how they're going to spend their... Look, budgets are for real. I have a budget. I'm sure you're working on a budget.
I'm
we all
budget.
Sort of... And look, there's...
I just had a big revision.
Look, I just dealt with that as well. I'll tell you something. The... how do I word this? There's some of that money was spent.
Yeah.
Like, there was a conversation. I had to talk to my agent and be like, look, some of that's already, I don't know what to tell you. That's already budgeted.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble.
I'm counting on that.
Yeah, that's so. And now people are counting on this $1,200 stimulus or depending on your situation.
Size of your family. And,
yeah, right. How much you're going to get. But it's an unexpected, they're calling it a windfall. I don't know if it's enough to be
Yeah, windfall?
That.
I don't think so. You know, that's just, it's like a lifeline, if anything.
The relief check is a necessity. It's coming. And most people who were in this survey say they're going to use the money on essentials. So it's not going to go to retirement. It's going to go to groceries and bills and help them get through this extremely difficult time. So for those of you who are like, you know, expecting people who are getting this free money to I don't know.
Go out there and buy diamonds.
Well, yeah, buy a fur coat or put it in their 401k. That ain't happening. Most people who get this money are going to turn right around and go get some food. So hopefully those checks start showing up here very soon. I know of a few people in my life that are like, yeah, I need that dough.
I need that money.
Right now. Marijuana, the doobie weed use has reached an all-time high here in America as it's become legal in many states.
Roll another.
And as of March, as we got into lockdown, many people stocked up and have been partaking more than ever.
Yeah. I know people who are running out left and right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Someone was saying, though, that, you know, a lot of these dispensaries are doing, they're doing delivery. So, I mean, I'm not a pot smoker myself, so I don't really know, but it's what I hear.
Well, I do think they've been deemed an essential business, so they're still, the dispensaries are still open.
Sure, it's so essential for some people. They just don't know how to get through life without it.
Well, look, it's that or drink, and plenty of people are drinking while they're stuck at home. I know that I've seen the evening glass of wine become a pretty regular occurrence here in my house.
Listen, man, you know, people who are home with kids, I think, phew.
Oh, I'm not against her doing
that. That seems not fun. Yeah, no, right. She can have a glass of wine. She deserves it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. A new survey asked people if they've done any drinking on the clock since they started working from home during the pandemic. An option that wouldn't have been available to you while in the office place.
Bryn, Nicole, any drinking on the job that you've been doing?
I mean, if you consider, you know, 2 p.m. sometimes I'm doing emails and I don't have a drink. I'm kind of working, but I'm having a drink, you know, but not.
Yeah, all right. That's a little, that's more acceptable than being wasted on the air, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really? Nicole, you're going with that too? Yeah. Oh, yeah. 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock.
Hmm. Yeah. Yesterday, my sister actually got me a margarita from a local business because, you know, a lot of businesses like restaurants are doing alcohol to go.
So, oh, they are?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could go for a margarita.
Yeah. So she got me that because she got a sandwich and some bread for dinner from a bakery and she also does alcohol. So,
yeah. Nice. Yeah, God, well, margarita sounds really
good. Appears that a percentage of people, 20% of people stockpiled booze, and another giant percentage, and I don't have an exact number, but it does look like cannabis sales spiked for the positive in March. So there's also a lot of stockpiling of the doobie weed.
Well, people are home. They're bored. They just want to check out. You know, that's the thing. There's no more, like, it's not, like, for me, I love just being home at night. Like, that's really all I want. Even if I'm going to see friends, I'd like to just do it here, if that's okay. People get sick of coming to my house, you know. But for kids, for, you know, people, single people and people who are on the move and on the make, you know, like, that sucks. You know, they can't go to a bar and hang out and try to get a little, you know, and it's just, I can see why people are just like, I'm so, and they want to be lonely with the bottle or with their weed.
Right. There's challenges in isolation, no matter what your status or state.
But staying home at night, not one of the challenges for me.
I had yesterday a moment where I put on Toy Story. This was middle of the day, which this would never happen normally, right? But I put on Toy Story 1. I sat down with my youngest, and she was like nestled in the crook of my arm here, and she sat still for a while, like 20 minutes.
Oh boy, 20 whole minutes.
And then the missus
came over.
You must
have dozed off.
And she got in on the cuddle, and then so for a minute, I was surrounded by my girls watching Toy Story and pretty happy. And then the youngest decided to flip her you-know-what, and everything changed. And
oh, boy.
We all, you know, scattered from there. But there's great moments, and then there's torture moments.
Yep.
I can see why someone says, I'll have a pop. Right. whatever your thing
is. Whatever your pop of choice is.
Right.
I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. And it makes me feel all right.
All right.
Easter is right around the corner, everyone. I don't know if that's a big holiday for you, but on Sunday, Easter Sunday, is usually a big day for churchgoers, and most people are going to have to find another way to worship.
Yeah.
So the traditions are... Now, I know the Easter Bunny was deemed
an
necessary.
Essential. Yeah, essential.
So she... She will.
It will.
She will.
I'm not assigning a pronoun to the Easter Bunny. I feel like the Easter Bunny is just an it.
They will deliver.
Yes.
Is that right?
They are going to be delivering.
They are going to be delivering the all-important basket.
Oh.
Over the...
Well, thank goodness. The kids, you know, they're looking for... What you really want is to get your kids all sugared up and not let them out of the house.
Sure,
that is solid parenting. And I assume that Easter egg hunts will still happen in people's
own
backyards.
Yeah, I mean, I want to believe that we've got that the time and ability to get some of these things that are... If that's a big tradition for you. I know that I would like to watch an Easter Sunday service, so we'll see if our church is broadcasting anything. But
you can watch that Joel Osteen thing, right? Isn't that going to be star-studded? That should be
sure.
A good one.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I'm really... I'm normally not looking for celebrities in my church services, but whatever. Whatever
keeps
works.
Me interested, you know.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
Our text
like
number
Kanye's
is
going to be there. I'm going to watch it.
Well, you know something's going to happen, right?
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. No, Brad Pitt's breakout was A River Runs Through It. You know what?
Oh.
I thought those were the same thing. I honestly don't know the difference between the two.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the listing of his breakout movies. I don't know.
I've watched Moana 20 times in the past couple of weeks, and my daughter's only 6 months old. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, welcome to your new life.
Yep. Actually, Moana is excellent. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you've said that you really like that one. You love the music. Is that the You're Welcome one?
Yes.
Okay.
It's excellent. Legends of the Fall has Anthony Hopkins as the father of three boys who love the same woman.
Oh. Huh. Which one did she pick? Is it Brad Pitt?
I didn't see
alert.
That. Yeah. That's the one you were talking about, right? Legends
that's
of the Fall?
That's the one that he had to get his butt with some pancake makeup on it.
That's not a movie at that time in my life that I would have said, oh, I got to see that.
No.
Knowing what you know so far on Ozark, would you guys take the FBI offer?
I don't know. 18 months.
Is that the offer about joining?
To work with them?
I don't know that we should.
All right,
never mind. Is that a spoiler?
It might be.
Yeah, I guess so. But I was just wondering what offer they're talking about.
Well,
I would, yes. I'll tell you what. Forget it. Whatever
well,
Vinny
would want to get out of there, right?
For whatever offer gets me away from the cartel, that's the offer I'm taking.
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm not going to tell you what they do to people, but they're not. They don't.
Mean. They're mean. Those are mean
they
people.
Don't deal with their enemies in a polite manner.
Nope.
They're not...
they don't even deal with their friends in a polite manner. Let's put it that way. There's no politeness when it comes to the cartel. Yikes.
Uh-huh. Anyway, thanks for sending in texts, and we do get to those at the end of the show in the 9 o'clock hour. If you haven't heard yours yet, hopefully we'll get to it then. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got a new song from Randy Newman for the quarantine. Billie Eilish is in the news. I got a Radiohead weekly thing that's happening. And summer tours that apparently are still on. And
okay.
More after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.